it's an absolute shock that the MFG ceased trading in the way that it did at 4 o'clock yesterday, when staff were just getting phone calls, told to leave their keys in the office and not turn up for work, as the company was insolvent and was ordered to cease trading. This is having a huge blow right across the Guildhall area. There's many businesses that are relying on the schemes that are provided by MFG. There are people directly employed as a result of the schemes. And we have the rural bus transport service, for example, on both the islands in Carrigart and Downings and around the Guildhall area and Fintown. And this morning, those bus services are not operating, with children that are due to go to school not being collected on the route. So the impact of this here is going to be long-term, and it's going to be very, very far-reaching unless the government come up with a contingency plan, make sure that there's a new board or a new body set up that can channel these government and EU fundings through to the much-needed Guildhall areas and get these schemes off the ground again.
There had been rumblings about this company for some time. Should it have got to this stage whereby auditors can come in and the state of the situation is so bad that it's wound down immediately?
It definitely shouldn't have. The staff of MFG nationally, and this has happened not just in Donegal but right across the Guildhall areas across the state, the staff have been put on protective notice for about 8 weeks now. And you know, people knew, the dogs in the street knew, that there was serious problems within MFG in terms of how they were operating. The government, obviously, a department oversees MFG. Most of its board members are made up of elected representatives, and what we've seen yesterday in terms of, you know, it becoming insolvent, it's what you really expect maybe from a private company that has no regard to its staff or the services it provides. But this is really state-owned. This is state money. This is state services that it's providing. And this type of brinkmanship, where the board and the government, the department, allowed it to go to the very edge and then basically causing major disruption this morning, is just unacceptable. And, you know, the staff that work for MFG, I've spoke to a number of them, they're unemployed this morning, you know, and this is a bolt out of the blue for them. It's just not fair. It's not right. But at the end of the day, we do need a body such as DLDC, who administers the same type of funding in the non-Guildhall areas of Donegal, back up running in the Guildhall. So the government hopefully has a contingency plan. And they're the questions I will be pursuing today with the department.